All right. Good morning, everyone. I'm Oliver Mujica, the Planning Division Manager and Chair of this meeting. Welcome to the Development and Environmental Review Committee meeting. Today is February the 9th, and it's approximately 10 o'clock. If we can go around the room for introductions, please.
Sichai Crow, Land Development.
Fernando Batanco, Public Works Traffic.
Mahmoud Kilber, Public Works Traffic.
Robert Spodas.
Rough week.
I've been there.
Good morning, Ted Brunson, San Bernardino Water Department Engineering.
James Bain, Environmental Control.
Amit Shah with Sun Power and Patra Maritrolia, two solar products.
Matthew Bates, Public Utilities, City of Riverside Water Department.
Cool. Travis Martin, Planning.
Chantel Power, Planning Division.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Elizabeth Moira Rodriguez, Planning Division. Mary Blaze, Planning Division.
Melina Perez Ramirez, DERC Secretary. Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Third Person Fire Department.
Todd Morris, Building Safety.
Thank you. And welcome, everyone. The first two items we've been working on for a while, and some of you know that we've been working on a couple of, looking on conditions of approval for this as it relates to the off-site improvements and such. And so we have a couple of resolutions that we've prepared. The applicant has reviewed them. It is, in concurrence with them. He might have some questions. But Travis, would you kindly introduce item number one, please?
All right. Item number one. It's a request to develop a solar facility, 1 megawatt ground-mounted solar facility on a property approximately 5.2 acres in size, located between 5th and 6th Street, east of Waterman Avenue. The environmental determination on this is an MND, already been adopted by the City of Riverside, I believe January 10th, was it? We're just doing a subsequent adoption of that, and then recommending approval instead based off the conditions we've already received.
Thank you.
Pretty much it.
Maybe we'll start. I know that we've worked with Public Works and Land Development on our conditions. Ted, you want to start us off with anything for water on this one?
Yeah.
We're skipping you on purpose, by the way.
It doesn't matter.
This is the first item, as we discussed when this previously came through, is actually served by the parcels or within East Valley Water Department. You said again, East Valley Water District service area. So I have no comments on that.
James, any points?
Would there be any industrial wastewater generated or discharged?
No.
No further comments.
Thank you. Tracy?
There are no structures, no comments.
Perfect.
Sir, fire?
Travis has my comments, just for fire department access, just for legit.
Same, we met last week, discussed, so no further comment from Bill.
Matthew, you have any questions of the group?
No,
clarifications?
I think as far as the both projects go, like you said, we've met, we've reviewed the resolutions that were sent over this morning, and assuming those are the ones in front of you, then we have no comments.
Mm-hmm. Also, they're the same ones that we sent you this morning.
Just to interject real quick, plans should be reviewed tomorrow, potentially Monday, Tuesday, so we'll have those possibly back by end of next week for you, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
So one, I guess, on the plan checking, if you want to ask that question.
Go
so
ahead.
On the plan checking, we met with last week, and we had a conversation at the mm-hmm. counter with Travis after the meeting we had, and one request we'd like to make is when the plan checks are reviewed, from talking with Travis, they're kind of reviewed in series, so building reviews, and they go to land development, and they go to planning. Is there any way, since we've kind of been working through this project and the details about the project are fairly well known, if each division could review the plans in parallel so that we could get all the comments within the next couple of weeks as compared to, you know, building 2 weeks and then planning 2 weeks and then land development 2 weeks. And then we made a separate submittal, I believe, yesterday, or you're going to make it today to fire. So I just wanted to kind of see if the project details are known well enough that a parallel review versus a series review would be able to be accommodated for this project.
How many sets are we? Did you already turn in for plan check? Or are you already in the system?
Already in the system.
Well, that, you know, Travis, if you have made your comments to him.
I'm not so worried about mine, to be honest.
Have you submitted any on-site plan check yet?
We did make a submittal probably about a year ago, and then we did a resubmittal last week.
Recently. I can forward that over, copy it, and take a look at it, because again, we're going to be reviewing that next few days.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And what about your WDID? Did you have the WDID yet?
Your storm, your WQ?
No, not yet.
Okay, so we need that one before we issue the building permit or anything, before the grading permit.
Okay.
To answer your question, yes, we can review it concurrently.
That would be wonderful. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. With that, our recommendation is for the adoption of resolution number 2017-006, adopting the previously certified or approved mitigated negative declaration by the City of Riverside and approving development permit type D 1601 based on our findings and conditions of approval. May I entertain a motion, please?
Set motion.
Second.
That's any opposition? Thank you. So, item number two, Travis.
All right.
Same thing.
I'm repeating myself here. Item development permit type D 1602 is item number two today. Similar request. This time it's a 3-megawatt facility and it's on about 18 and a half acres. This is located immediately across the street to the north of the previous site, so north side of 6th, east of Waterman again. And same situation, MND previously adopted by Riverside was for both sites, so that would still apply. And our recommendation is for approval today.
Perfect. Anyone else have anything to add? Ted or Lee, in your sphere here on this?
Yeah, on this project they are, and we've already, the applicant's already contacted us, and we've talked about some of the challenges that the site faced, and as my last understanding, and Matthew, you can clarify if I'm incorrect, I think that we were going to work around the existing easement that's there for the water facilities.
So there's, if I'm understanding which easement you're talking about, I think the one easement was invalid, I believe, from what we're talking about, and I think there's two there.
Okay.
One where our structure is sitting on top of, and I believe that one was the one, and I think we spoke a while ago on the phone.
Okay.
That one was shown as abandoned and invalid. The other one we're crossing our electrical run with.
To be crossing perpendicular to it.
Perpendicular to the right.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't aware that we were crossing there because I think we've discussed this, and I don't want to go into too much detail on this forum, but if you wanted to access that easement, you'd have to request special permission from the water department. And I'm pretty sure I conveyed that at that time because our easement for water utility purposes is exclusive.
Okay, and this is San Bernardino,
mm-hmm.
City Water.
Yeah, okay. And I believe there's a 20-inch transmission main within that easement.
This is the one.
So on Garner, there is an easement, and there's a, from what we understand, that's the other site, there is an active water line. The Shire site, we do not have record of any active water line as and the easement shown is, I think it was on your ALTA.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't know. This is detailed for the form, as you mentioned, so I don't know if we want to, if it's going to prohibit the approval. But the other site, Shire, doesn't.
When you say the Shire site, refresh my memory, which is on the north side of 6th and which is on the south side of 6th?
Shire's north, Garner's south.
Okay, it's the Garner site.
Garner site, which is
what I'm referring to.
We just approved it. We avoided that easement in its entirety based on the site plan that we submitted.
So the Shire site, and now I'm understanding, I remember which easement you're referring to. It's near that, near the channel.
Right.
That's there. Yeah, then we're okay.
And just to, I mean, on the Garner site, we did avoid the easement that you're referring to in its entirety.
Okay.
Is this going to be on the final?
It is on the plans we submitted.
Okay.
Right. It was submitted.
Thank you. Anything else, Ed?
No. We're
thank you.
I don't have any other comments.
James?
The same as last project, the one that's the wastewater?
No.
Thank you. Tracy?
No comments.
Sarah?
No additional comments.
Not further comments? No further comment. Do you have any other questions on this one, Matthew?
No. Just that the resolution before you is the one I got in last month.
Awesome. I did want to mention, And I don't know if you sent it over with the other file.
I mentioned the one you can, the access flood control.
No, if we can get a copy of the notice of determination that you guys filed.
I emailed those to you.
I do have that.
We have those?
No, I believe I have that already.
Okay, perfect. With that, our recommendation is for the adoption of resolution 2017-007, accepting and adopting the mitigated negative declaration that was approved by the county and approving development permit type D16-02. May I entertain a motion, please?
Set motion.
Session.
Thank you. Congratulations. Been a long road, but we made it, huh?
We did. We're excited. Well, we get a copy of the signed resolution.
We don't.
No, it's simple.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sure it takes a little while. So. All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much, Oliver.
You're welcome. I'll touch base with you later on. Take care. You up, Mary?
Yep,
I am. Mary, would you kindly introduce item number 3, please?
Yes, this is minor use permit 1701. It's a request to allow the conversion of an existing smog check use to a convenience store use in an existing building without alcohol sales. The building's about 1,400 square feet. Also includes exterior facade and on-site improvements. The site's about 2,583 square feet. It's located at 702 West 2nd Street. It's in a commercial regional zone and is categorically exempt as an existing facility. And our recommendation is to adopt the resolution 2017-008 to adopt the categorical exemption and approve the minor use permit based on findings and subject to conditions.
Anything else to add?
Not at this time.
Thank you. Okay, would you like to start us off, please?
Minor comment on this one, just want to make sure that all the modified pavement area need to be slurry sealed and restriped back to conditions.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Nando?
We received the scope of study for the traffic, and the engineer recommended that focus study will be done for the driveways. And we have not received that. Yes.
Okay.
So, what is your position on that? Do you need that prior to action being taken, or what's there to be resolved from that traffic study, or do we need that information?
Just look at the driveways if there's no backup on the street. So we need to see that before.
Okay.
Before approval? Prior to approval?
We could make it as a condition.
I mean, on one hand, I'd be more comfortable if we knew. Obviously, we don't want to approve something that's going to have an impact. If you feel
we don't think there's going to be impact, but just to make sure the analysis for driveways is.
Is it the location of the driveways? Is it because they have
the location? Two driveways on the two sides of the property.
Okay.
As far as the trips, I don't think they are generating more trips.
So if I may ask you, is the location of the driveway that's being asked to be analyzed, is that a critical location? If it has to be modified, moved, shifted, or what have you, does that create an issue?
I don't think they're going to move the driveways. It's just a matter of how many vehicles coming in and out of the driveway.
Yeah, they're shared. They're right. Shared with adjacent properties too.
Okay. I guess I'm trying to ascertain the. What would come out of the traffic study? Is there mitigation that could come out of it? I'm not.
I would think that it's not going to be an impact. That's my assessment before I see the numbers. So, I mean, we can go ahead with that.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just trying to make sure that we're all on the same page because I'm don't necessarily like to approve, have things approved and then have to come back and ask someone to redesign it kind of a thing. And so that's why I asked the question if it's...
Okay.
Robert, anything for us on this one?
Just the standard, if there's any broken curb gutter or sidewalk that is meeting any of the compliances, then they'll need to be updated. Same thing with the handicap ramp at the corner. If it's not ADA compliant, that'll be need to be updated. The one driveway on 2nd Street, I believe, does meet it. I think it was just changed, but the one on G Street does not meet ADA. That won't be needed to be updated from the property. That's pretty much it for us tonight.
Okay. Thank you, Ted.
Okay. No comments. Currently has an existing service. If it needs to be upgraded for any reason, just let us know. You can submit an application. Here's a copy of our standard requirements. If you pass, copy to Mary, please, for the records.
James?
Will the facility have any type of a car wash, automotive repair?
No car wash.
Any cooking?
No.
No?
No, it's just a small convenience store. Coolers, chips and candy bars, and no alcohol.
When they give you a food service permit application, you just go ahead and indicate on there that it's just a convenience store.
Thank you, James. Gracie?
So the existing location where the refuse enclosure is now, the location is fine, but the enclosure needs to be modified to our standard plan 508 8x15.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm aware. We discussed it before, yeah. Okay.
And you'll work with land development regarding any ADA access modifications to the enclosure?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Sarah?
Is the building sprinkled? I'm assuming it's not. The building, the fire stuff, has it a fire sprinkler?
No.
Okay. No, then it'll just be standard conditions for the fire department.
Okay.
Building standard conditions or requirements for building codes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
I did want to revisit the matter of the driveway. Is it the one on 2nd Street? Is it the one on 2nd Street?
Yeah, 2nd and G.
So not going to be the driveway that's on 2nd Street?
Well, they can analyze both of them, the one on 2nd, one on G.
Okay, because I know that the one that's on 2nd is kind of shared, right?
Right.
So I don't know what the volume of traffic is that goes
with the other.
That
know,
goes
yeah,
with the
yeah,
others. Is that part of the thing that we're examining here?
That's what the traffic engineer will look at the total numbers of in and out for the two lanes.
Okay. All right. Do you have any questions?
No, sir. No.
Anything else that anyone would like to add? Our recommendation is for approval with the concurrence of the traffic engineering department. If we're comfortable with the condition of approval that focused analysis of the driveways be included, I would ask that we include some language in the condition that would refer that would reference that any thinking out loud here any mitigation that comes out from that analysis that you agree to comply with that whatever comes out.
Sir.
I know it's a blank check kind of a thing, and I don't like to do that. But if you feel comfortable and if the traffic engineering department feels comfortable that we can come to a resolve. I'm good with that, and if we can't at a later date, something we can always come back. We'll revisit that item if we need to.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that
yes,
perfect? With that, our recommendation is for the approval on the adoption of Resolution 17-008, adopting the categorical exemption and approving minor use permit 17-01. May I have a motion, please?
Set motion.
Second.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Chantel, would you kindly introduce item number four, please?
Yes, sir. Item number four is conditional use permit 17-02, a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a drive-through express car wash within a building containing approximately 6,265 square feet, along with the construction of the required on and off site improvements on a site comprised of five parcels containing approximately 1.39 acres, located at 505 West Baseline Street. That's the southwest corner of Baseline and E Street. Site is located within the Commercial General CG1 Zone and Transit District Overlay Zone. And the Planning Division has made the environmental determination that the project is categorically exempt pursuant to Section 15332 for infill development projects of the California Environmental Quality Act. We still have a few issues that we're trying to work out, also with a driveway, but it looks like we may be able to resolve those prior to the Planning Commission. So our recommendation is to move the project forward to the Planning Commission for the date of March 15th.
Okay. CJ?
Sure.
Please.
So the condition is mostly the same as the pre-app that we talked about before. We need a full cap and a sweep, and the prelim cap that was submitted was conceptually approved. Comment was sent it to the engineer and also CC to Chantal on them.
You sent it to him already?
Shelly?
Yesterday.
Shelly?
Right. Shelly, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Shelly Jones, the person who prepared the report. We still require a lot merger on these projects. Mm-hmm. And a couple of things that I want to mention that we didn't talk about in the pre-app is that the existing power pole on the southerly property line need to be protected by a planning curve or approved by the land development divisions, because the plan, it seems like it shows like along the driveway aisles.
I think it's in a planter.
It's in a planter. Mm-hmm. Okay. If that's the
on
case,
the, you're talking about the one on the very south side of the property,
right,
like up against the liquor store.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there should be like a along the back. There's going to be a retaining wall, then a 3 or 5 foot planter that's going to run along that back side, and I think that pole's going to stick inside.
Okay,
that
if that's the case, that'd be fine. It just doesn't show on here. That's a planter. It just seems like it's in a swale on the plan. One other thing is the water meter box that is in the driveway approach on E Street need to be a traffic rated lit or approved by water department.
The new drive approach, there's a water box there?
Yeah, there's a water meter box shown on there, and it needs to be traffic rated lit or approved by water department. Also,
that's if you're using it. If you're not using it, then that's kind of a mute point.
Okay.
But you and water department can talk about that.
Yeah. Also, the proposed lights within the proposed dedication, so you need to relocate that on site.
Which light?
The proposed light pole that's shown on the plan on E Street and Baseline.
Okay.
You need to relocate that on site.
Okay. Is it an existing one or one I said I was going to
change? It doesn't seem like there's an existing one. The existing one seems like it's shown out on the curb line, so it's probably a new light pole that is shown on the plan.
Okay.
I can show you the locations.
Okay.
After the meeting. No problem.
Thank you.
Yeah, we received the traffic study, and we reviewed and provided comments to Chantel. Our concern is the left turn movement from E Street to the project driveway, and we're working with the developer to resolve that issue.
So that was that conversation regarding whether a turn lane could be put in there or not, kind of thing. Okay. And because we're looking to the goal was to take this to the Planning Commission on the 15th.
Yes.
Right. So the notices would need to be provided, you know, the week of the 28th, which is, you know, it's a you know, kind of gives us a week or so to resolve that item. I don't know, is that something that could be accomplished or?
Well, what? I have this overlay, which I was starting to show them earlier, and it is 11 and a half feet on the further side. You're right, it's bigger. So he was concerned, I think he was concerned about the stacking on the turning coming into on either left turn, as far as people queuing up to come in onto that thing. When I was looking at it, it looks like when people pull up to make the turn in, there's probably a two or three car stack right now, when I'm looking at it right now. So basically, I just need them to tell me, you know, how many cars are they wanting, you know, stacking queue there, and also if because this is just a snapshot of from Google Earth that she sent me, so I can't see it all the way down to the next signal where the bus stop is, to see if they showed it like this, but can I just bring it down another 10 feet with the striping like that in order to create that extra car that you may want or not want? Or are you saying, no, there's not enough transition time to get over there?
And part of the issue is the start of the bus lane, the dedicated bus lane at that location.
Right, that's why I'm asking. So I can't see where the bus lane starts on this. I know it's...
What distance are they required to have?
Well, we can, we can just lay that on a piece of paper. We can see it a little bit more clear.
Uh-huh.
And we decide on whether if it works, we'll accept it. If it doesn't work, the traffic study has to be revised to remove those movement strips coming in, mm-hmm. and add left to the other side. The other driveway.
And if that's the case, do I have to do a full new traffic study?
No, just amend the traffic study by, you know, changing the trip distribution and assignment.
Okay.
Because right now, the traffic study is based on able to turn.
Full movement.
I understand.
Yeah, so.
I just didn't know he did it like that because I didn't know there was ever an issue until...
And as far as the queue and the numbers, the traffic engineer could tell you how many... vehicle can queue to come in into the driveway.
So it's on him.
Right, yes.
And the matter as it relates to traffic and the circulation is one that will need to be addressed. The Planning Commission has in the past on other applications, drive-throughs and high, you know, higher traffic areas, they have asked us quite a bit of questions and have gone into the you know, the existing conditions and how this is going to alter it.
Mm-hmm.
And so any time that that you change a movement pattern, people are used to being able to go all the way down to the intersection, and all of a sudden farther up there's going to be a break in there. So we just have to be aware of changing those traffic patterns,
mm-hmm.
and those movements, you know, from a health and safety,
yeah.
you know standpoint. And so it seems like you're going to need some additional analysis from a traffic engineer. I don't know what his timing, his availability is. We certainly need time to review that information. Again, we'd have to have this resolved, you know, by the 28th, in order to make that that meeting of the 15th. We would still continue with our recommendation.
About
so
we have
almost 20 days, right?
I'm just making the observation.
Yeah,
so you know, 2 weeks comes real quick, and so
yeah.
as long as you have that understanding, you know that we need to have everything resolved by the 28th,
mm-hmm.
so that we can make that 15th meeting date. You know, otherwise it'll push into the April. You know, agenda. So I just, as long as you're aware, it seems like the traffic engineers are open to working with you and trying to come up with something. And but we're only half of the equation.
I understand.
So we'll keep plowing on that matter. You know, as close. Anything from us, Robert?
Pretty much, they're all the same. Do you have any broken or sidewalk that's not level? Replace that. Same thing with the curb and gutter. The driver approaches, we know the two that you're using, the plans that the sketches that I had seen pretty much indicate that you're going to be using a city standard. There's not much more than find out what the traffic has to do with that left turn yet or not. If it changes anything, we'll just need to look at it in comparison. But everything else that's on here, and you already have everything else that's in that area, so that's all I have.
Thank you. Ted, anything for us?
Yeah.
No water? So,
no, there is. He's okay there.
Now we find out.
There's as Robert mentioned, there's actually a few services.
Yeah, three of them, right?
Right, and they're all small services, but I'm not sure on your planning aspect if you're going to utilize one for the car wash, another one for another use, and another one for any landscaping that you have around the site. One of the ones that looks like it fronts there, I don't know if there's a meter there or not, but it looked like in the past it was dedicated for landscape service. By all means, you're able to use it however you want. In the event that the service that was referenced that's in the driveway that Cichai mentioned, if that's not going to be utilized by you, we're going to request for it to be abandoned. You'll receive some type of credit for it, but we do want it abandoned. We'd rather not have that service there. Again, you'll also have to pay sewer capacity fees to us based upon the final plans for the project. So,
what do you base those off of?
Type of use and the amount of water that's generated that's going to...
You pull it in from the book.
What do you mean?
There's pull like it in from the book? Like a traffic study book or like a general book?
No, we have our own waste discharge standards. Okay. Actually, there's a copy of them on our website. I'm attaching my card to the standard requirements that I'm going to give to you. I'd like you to contact me and when you're ready and we can talk about the fees and how we're going to work that out.
Okay.
Again, I don't know.
I'm gonna have an inch line that's gonna service the landscaping probably.
Okay.
And then this is typically how I do it. And then either an inch and three quarter or 2 inch coming in for the car wash.
Okay. So when you finalize your idea of how you want to approach that, we can talk about it outside of this forum.
Okay.
We can come up with some strategies to try to keep the costs as low as possible. This is your copy, and if you would pass this copy to Chantal for the record, please. That's all I have.
Thank you, Ted. James, of course.
The industrial user permit application handed out back in November will still need to be completed and submitted prior to initiation of any construction.
What is it again? Sorry.
I can give you another one. Industrial user permit application to discharge wastewater to sewer. Industrial wastewater.
Okay.
Thank you, James. Tracy?
So it looks like you just flipped the vacuum equipment and the enclosure. It's still in the same location, which is fine for the refuse enclosure. There'll still be a standard plan 508-8515 and work with land development to modify it for ADA access.
Yeah, I told him about it, so he should have either, he knows about it if he didn't fix it, but I thought he had fixed it.
Okay.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you.
Sarah, anything for us?
No additional comments from fire. We have the prior one, so.
Yeah. Still need fire sprinklers.
And all that water out there anyway, right?
No additional comments.
Fire's not going to have a chance over there.
Alder, just one clarification. Matt, you did indicate, which may apply to your application for James as well, you did indicate, I think, in the past that this, refresh my memory, what percentage of the water is reused?
For my reclaim?
Yeah.
About 70.
About 70%. Okay.
Yeah. The only thing that that's not reclaim is the water that's used to actually apply the soap and the final rinse.
Gotcha.
Everything else is all the high pressure and the volume water all comes from the reclaim.
Right. So you might want to make sure you indicate something about that on your permit applications.
Okay.
You have any questions on the group?
On the plans, once I submit the plans, do you send them out or you do them in house?
Plan check, you mean?
Plan check. It's gonna vary upon workload. Generally, if it's fairly basic, I keep it in house with my in house plan check.
And then how long does that help?
Turnaround's the same. It's for a building, it's generally 10 working days, 10 to 20.
Okay.
Okay. That's for building.
And then the other side is?
For land development, we do send it out to a consultant, and then we review it in-house.
And then typically, what's your time on that?
The plan check for our land development is about 10 working day turnaround time.
Okay.
And for us, it's probably about 4 or 5 days for us to review.
So possibly 2 or 3 weeks?
Possibly. Working days.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? With that, subject to the still work that need to be done on the for the traffic item on that turn lane. As mentioned, this recommendation is to move to the Planning Commission. You can have that recommendation. A motion, please.
Set motion.
Second.
Thank you. We'll keep rolling. And we'll see you.
We'll get that worked out. I'm gonna have my the guy who did the traffic study. I'm gonna have him probably call you, and I'm gonna try and explain it to him. But I'm gonna have him call you and see if we can figure it out.
Thank you.
Which date? Which? Thank you.
March 15th. Take care. Got to be more busy. That's good. I'm hungry. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Hi, I'm well.
Were we going to continue this item? Travis, would you kindly introduce item number 5, please?
Item number 5. It's a few things here. We have a general plan amendment 1609, code amendment 1611, subdivision 1608, development permit type D 1626, and variance 1603. It's a request to change the general plan and land use designation and zoning district of a property, proposed 6 parcels, approximately 62 acres in size, from sorted to all light industrial, and to develop a warehouse just over 1 million square feet in size. It's located at 1494 South Waterman. This is the current golf course property there on South Waterman. We have looked at this project before as a pre-app last fall. I'm sure we all remember. Today, we're not looking for any discussion on the item, simply to release the notice of preparation for the 30-day public review period to start the environmental review.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions? We're just, again, they're just going to release a notice, and after that, they'll prepare the draft EIR, but this is just informational and just procedural, just to release the doc, the information.
Well, it's
going
to come back through
to us? A few times.
Oh, okay. Just checking, because there were no enclosures at the pre-app, now they are, so I can wait for when it comes back through.
Awesome.
No, we'll be coming back with comments at a later date.
So I would just like to entertain a motion to release the notice of this preparation.
So moved.
Change it up. You guys got to give Sarah a chance, though. It's like jumping up the pit over there.
I'm trying to get everybody to grace
it. With that, we stand adjourned until February 23rd.
It is
10:40. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't get a chance. I kind of convinced the first two.